Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive, where we're turning those feelings of stuckness into unstoppable momentum. Today, we're diving into something I know a lot of you guys struggle with. Anxiety. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Thoughts whizzing by faster than you can catch them? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing and your stomach is doing flips just thinking about, well, pretty much anything? Yeah, we've all been there. Anxiety is a common experience. But the good news is it doesn't have to control your life. And that's where today's topic comes in. Grounding techniques. These little lifesavers can help you reconnect with the present moment and calm those anxious waves before they knock you off course. Think of grounding techniques as anchors for your mind, pulling you back from the edge of overwhelm. They're all about bringing your focus to your senses, what you see, hear, touch, smell, and taste. This simple shift in attention can work wonders in diffusing anxiety and giving you a sense of control back over your experience. First things first, let's talk about why grounding techniques are so powerful. When anxiety hits, our minds tend to spiral into future worries or past regrets. We get caught up in what-ifs and dwelling on things we can't change. Grounding techniques interrupt this pattern by bringing us back to the here and now. They remind us that right now, this moment, is all we have. Now, let's dive into some practical grounding techniques you can start using right away. 1. The 5-4-3-2-1 technique. This is a classic for a reason. It's super simple and effective. Take a few deep breaths, and then focus on your senses. Name 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. 2. Physical grounding. Sometimes just being physically present in your surroundings can help. Imagine roots growing from the soles of your feet into the ground, anchoring you. Feel the weight of your body against a chair or the floor beneath you. This physical connection to the earth can be incredibly grounding. 3. Focusing on your breath. This might seem obvious, but conscious breathing is a powerful tool for calming anxiety. Pay attention to the sensation of each inhale and exhale. You can even try box breathing. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4, exhale for 4, hold for 4. Repeat this several times until you feel more centered. 4. Engage your senses. Go on a mini sensory walk around your home or office. Notice the textures of things you touch, the colors you see, the sounds you hear. This can help redirect your focus and pull you back to the present moment. 5. Create a safe space. Designate a spot in your home where you can go to relax and de-stress. This could be a cozy corner with a comfy chair, soft blankets, or calming scents. Having a dedicated space for self-care can make a huge difference when anxiety strikes. Let me tell you about a time this really hit home for me. I was presenting at a conference, a room full of people, cameras rolling, the works. My palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and I swear I could hear myself thinking, "You're going to mess this up." Right before I went on stage, I took a moment to use the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. I looked around at the audience, touched the smooth surface of the podium, heard the muffled chatter in the background, smelled the faint scent of coffee in the air, and tasted the mint from my gum. Suddenly, those anxious feelings subsided, and I felt grounded and ready to rock it. So there you have it, some powerful grounding techniques to help you navigate those moments when anxiety tries to take over. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and these tools can make a real difference. Keep in mind, it takes practice. The more you use these techniques, the easier they become. Think of it like building muscle. The more you work them, the stronger they get. And hey, don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. Take a few minutes today to try out some of these techniques. Feel the ground beneath your feet, breathe deeply, and notice the world around you. You got this. That's it for today's episode of Depression to Drive. Don't forget to share this with someone who might find it helpful and leave a review if you enjoyed it. And remember, stay driven, stay motivated, and keep moving forward, one step at a time. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.